Test 3. Listening test. The listening test is in four parts. Directions are given for each part. Part 1. Photographs. You will hear four statements about a picture. Choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Circle your answer. Number 1. Look at picture 1. A.
She's relaxing outdoors.
B.
She's waiting by the elevator.
C.
She's standing on an escalator.
D.
She's sweeping the floor.
Number 2. Look at picture 2. A.
He's checking his weight.
B.
He's doing aerobics.
C.
He's working out.
D.
He's taking a walk.
Part 2. Question response. You will hear a question or statement and three responses. Choose the best response to the question or statement. Circle your answer. Number 3.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
A. No, he doesn't have many. B. My sister has one. C. I'm an only child. Number 4.
Is John working for the city government?
A.
I think so.
B.
He isn't busy this week.
C.
The city is small.
Number 5.
Are you a member of the gym?
A.
That's interesting.
B.
No, it's not very big.
C.
Yes, I joined last month.
Number 6. How well do you speak Chinese? A.
I'm well, thank you.
B.
Quite fluently.
C.
You made a great speech.
Number 7.
How often does the manager travel abroad?
A.
1 or 2 months.
B.
Hardly ever.
C.
The flight is late.
Number 8. What do you do for a living? A.
I'd like to live there.
B.
I'm living in Singapore now.
C.
I'm a sports photographer for a magazine.
Part 3. Short conversations. You'll hear some conversations between two speakers. There are three questions for each conversation. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 9 through 11 refer to the following conversation.
I heard that another photographer left the company last week. Do you know why?
He got a job with the government that involves working abroad a lot. In fact, he's traveling in the Amazon for a wildlife project right now.
Really? Well, we have to find a new photographer quickly. We got a new contract in Spain yesterday, and that means more work.
Maybe the New York office could send someone here. They have a few single people who could probably move to Europe. Number 9. What are the speakers discussing? Number 10. What happened yesterday? Number 11. What does a man suggest as a solution? Questions 12 through 14 refer to the following conversation.
The director of the new television drama called this morning. He wants to meet with you tomorrow to talk about the actors.
Wednesday isn't possible. I have an interview with a magazine to talk about the new comedy show that starts this Saturday. Can you call him and ask if Thursday is okay?
Don't you have free time on Friday?
It's a holiday this week. I'm planning to spend time with my wife and do some shopping.
Number 12. When does the man have an interview with a magazine? Number 13. What does the man want to do? Number 14. What will the woman probably do next? Part 4. Short talks. You will hear some talks, each given by one person. There are three questions for each talk. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 15 through 17 refer to the following speech. Thank you very much for coming today to celebrate the opening of the Broadfield City Sports Center. The main building in which we are standing includes two studios for dance, aerobics, and yoga, a swimming pool, as well as volleyball and basketball courts. In addition to upgrading the soccer grounds, we have also added some new outdoor facilities, including six tennis courts and a sports track. These facilities were paid for by donations from the community. We hope that all the residents of the city will enjoy spending some of their free time here, either playing sports, enjoying a workout, or just taking a relaxing walk in the beautiful gardens. Number 15. Where is the event being held? Number 16. What areas were upgraded? Number 17. Who donated money for the center? Questions 18 through 20 refer to the following report.
A new study shows that women in their 20s and in their 50s have similar feelings towards work. In both groups, most women said they worked overtime at least 3 times a week. Also, many women in both groups would prefer to work at home. Surprisingly, not many women in either group wanted to work more even if their salary increased. They said this was because they were almost always tired. Regarding leisure time, nearly all the women responded that they preferred 2 or 3 short vacations a year rather than 1 long vacation. The only real difference between the two groups was that a lot more women in their 20s preferred to live close to work.
Number 18. What is the report mainly about? Number 19. What result surprised the speaker? Number 20. What does the report suggest that younger women prefer? This is the end of the listening test.